He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
He said, Bob, I've got to have relief.
You got to jerk it, Bob.
Oh, it's just kid stuff.
Yeah. When I was a kid, pretty sure I never jerked any of my friends off.
No.
I mean, I may have blown one or two of them at a time, but...
Did I ever tell you that story? Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. For some reason, I was recording at minute 3:30, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just shave it off the back end. Speaking of shaving off the back end, it was the most explorative thing that I did as a youth. I'm going to change the names of the guilty, but my name still will stay the same.
Yeah.
I was with a buddy, Matt, and we were probably like
did
eight,
you forget
9 years
names
old
already.
It did. I'm not going to say his last name, Doherty. He's like, "Have you ever seen a butthole before?" I said, "No." He's like, "You want to see mine?" I said, "Yeah." So we looked at each other's buttholes.
Keep going. We know this goes further.
That was it.
We know it goes further.
That was it.
Have you ever tasted a butthole?
He hoodwinked me big time.
He got another one over on old Will.
Oh, darn it. And then there was this other time.
Okay, I knew it was more stuff.
It's a weird story. I owned a flower shop and this guy came in and said, I hate my wife and I need some relief, Bill.
What'd you do?
He said it was just kid stuff, so I jerked him off.
What did that do with the trust and fidelity that you had with your wife?
It ruined it. I was single at the time, so it was no big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Nah,
that's the trust and fidelity I had with my wife.
So last week, we tried to drop some of those audio clips.
Yeah.
Didn't quite work out the way we had hoped.
No.
But if those things were full volume, you guys would have laughed your nuts off.
That's right. You'd be walking around like eunuchs right now.
Yeah.
All eight of you.
Well, some of them are don't have balls because
they're chicks.
Yeah.
And you know what? We didn't hear anything from those guys. They might have liked them.
Exactly.
I like that. Episode 4-0.
Crazy,
dropping
right?
A 40 ounce.
It's crazy.
On y'all's asses. We're getting close to a year.
Yeah.
It was in the April time frame, I think.
God
right?
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
God damn, that ruthless. Everywhere we go, they say, damn.
I mean, episode 52 would be...
Yeah.
You know, that'll I guess technically
a
the
year,
1 year.
A year's
yeah.
worth of... No, nah, we'll probably... I think we'll get to like 45 or something.
Yeah.
We got spring break coming up. Daytona Beach next week. Biatch.
Man, is that where you're going?
Big time.
I didn't even know you were going away.
Big time.
Man, you go on so many trips. You just got back.
Fuck yeah. I did just get back. You're right. Got back from Denver, Colorado.
Denver.
It was a work trip. Myself and Texas Pharmacy Consulting. TexasPharmacyConsulting.com for all of your pharmacy consulting needs.
Hashtag write off.
Hashtag write off is right. Well, I hope so. After this story.
Let's hear it.
So we went up for a little overnight.
Just for listeners, I have not heard any of these stories.
No. Kept it clean. So we went up flew up from Austin on a Tuesday morning. We were there at like 9 o'clock.
Perfect.
9 o'clock in the morning. We didn't leave the next night until like 9 o'clock at night. Two full days. Immediately we're in Denver. We grab the rental car. We go to get in one rental car. The battery's dead. We go to get in. It's freezing, by the way, too. It was pretty fucking cold out.
Yeah.
It had just, the day before it was -9 degrees.
Perfect.
And that day it was like zero.
Yeah.
So, we get in the second rental car, open the doors. Like there's like three of them there. That's it. Thing stinks like weed. Stinks like weed.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, fine.
Yeah. This is the one.
So we roll up and I was like, listen, your name's Pam. Pam, stick your head in here and just make sure that we write this down. This thing stinks like weed. She's like, oh yeah, this is terrible smelling. You guys sure you don't want another? The other one? The other one.
Yeah.
It's like, no, fam, we're good. So we drive. It's like 20 minutes into Denver. Right away, we just start hitting up some shops.
Yeah.
So Texas Pharmacy Consulting, as this is so dumb, on this side of the table, we're interested in some oils, a little bit of THC. Nothing crazy, right?
Yeah.
So prices are outrageous. they were outrageous in Denver proper. Now, I had gone to Colorado Springs before as someone with epilepsy, strictly looking for just
relief from seizures.
Just no, straight out good time party, fucking weed.
Just get fucked.
Just get screwy. So we hit like two places in a row, and both of them were, you would think that you were in somebody's basement, like, like the sliding thing across. And that's not, so when I went to Colorado Springs the first time, we went to a couple places that were really sterile, and you had to wait in one room and give your ID, and then you go into a different room, and then it's, there's nothing in the counters. You know, it was basically like really bare bones. And that's how these ones turned out to be. I had to go outside of Colorado Springs to find a halfway decent one. Shout out Strawberry Fields. Strawberry Fields forever.
Forever.
Great place. Hit up a couple of those when I was in Colorado Springs. So we hit up two places.
Did you Yelp them or anything? Did you do any research?
Are you talking about Weed Store?
Yeah.
I think it's like Weed. What is it called? Fuck. I forgot what it's called. Weed Maps. Weed Maps.
Weed Maps.
We did some Weed Maps on it. But you can go on Yelp and it'll throw up some stuff right there too. Yeah. The thing is, you got to get outside of the city, and it was stupid of us to be there. So we got some provisions at the first place, you know, including some, you know, take care of me's right away type of stuff.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
The stuff was brutal. Yeah.
It was so strong? Or?
No, it was just like weird and like didn't taste good because they were pre-rolls.
Yeah.
We got those. So we got the oils, we got the pre-rolls, and then we went to lunch and got like a deep dish pizza, and that was, everything went downhill from there. So we're half, you know, we're killing brews and, you know, half on our way, and all of a sudden my stomach just starts killing me. And I go into the restroom, and I'm just peeing poop out of my butthole.
Peeing poop?
Yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm half, you know, I'm drinking, I'm half stoned, and now I'm just peeing poop out of my butthole. And that proceeded to go on for, like, the rest of the day. So after lunch, we went back and got into the hotel.
Yeah.
And, I think I took a nap. Like, I fell asleep. I felt like shit. But I would get up, like, every 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to shart through my fucking sheets here. So then we went out to dinner, and I think I choked down, like, three lettuce leaves. I'm like, I can't even eat. Of course, I'm still drinking beers the whole time.
Yeah.
And then we went to an Avs game. That was fun. Hockey game.
What, with the shits?
Yeah, with the shits. So I ran. By this point, too, my b-hole is raw.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Oh, man. If only Matt Donahue was around. He could have explained to see it. Right? Yeah.
He would have seen the whole damn thing. It was rough. Like, legit rough. Like, like somebody wrapped sandpaper around a ween and just shoved in your butt for like 3 hours. So the next day when we got up, I basically shit myself the entire night. It was awful. The next week we get up and we're like, all right, let's go to. We wanted to go to the brewery. So there's a couple of breweries there. There's the Coors Brewery, which is like meh, right? And then there's the, what makes Fat Tire? New Belgium. New Belgium was like an hour away. So like, all right, we'll go to New Belgium. We'll go to that brewery. And that was a really good tour. That was cool. It was outside. It's outside of Denver by like an hour. Toward the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, beautiful, right?
Oh, it's fucking. So once you get out of Denver, it is the entire time our buddy from TPC was like, Denver is a fucking dump. I hate it. I fucking hate Denver. And it's not, there's no great shakes about Denver. And that was a really cool tour. And they give you, yeah, yes, bling. It was like the sky opened up. They give you like three or four beers.
All right.
But I gave all those to, the three or four beers that I got, I gave them to.
To TPC?
TPC. So. So he was, yeah, I mean, he got three or four beers and then, but it was great. It was beautiful. And then from there, that was only like noon. Our flight wasn't until eight. So we were like, let's just drive to the fucking Rocky Mountains. We drove to Rocky Mountain National Park.
How long of a ride was that?
That was another hour.
Okay.
So we went southwest, another hour. And that was, I mean,
oh, I've been, it's
fucking unbelievable. So we're driving, we get, into like right to the cusp of it, right? As you start to drive in to get to the visitor center.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just fucking surrounded by these caverns. They just dug through the entire Rocky Mountains. And then we ran into like these two rams. They're just walking across the street, right?
You rammed into them? Yeah, the Bighorn Sheep.
Yeah, no, we had a Nissan Versa, so they knew it was up. They got out of the street real fucking quick.
Yeah. They were fucking around. Yeah. The weed mobile.
Yeah, no, the thing stank. Mm. If we ever, actually, if we already got pulled over, they would just say, I guess, you know, all right, cool. Your car smells
cool.
Like weed.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, guys.
Puff, puff, give. So, the snow started coming out pretty good by the time we got the visitor center, so we're like, let's get the fuck out of here. And then...
How many pit stops did you have to make to shit?
By that point, I hadn't eaten in probably... The only thing I ate was a pretzel at the Avs game.
Yeah.
In probably...
You should have just, like, shoved the pretzel in your butthole to clog it up, you know?
I would have, like, but it was cork. Covered in salt. Can you imagine if your, like, butthole's ripped open? Because I was seeing red. And yeah. That wasn't like, you know...
Oh, when you were wiping, you were seeing red?
Yeah, that wasn't flecks of pizza coming out of there. That was legit. Yeah. That's legit butt blood.
Butt blood.
Yeah. So... So anyway, so we basically, we killed enough times so that by the time we were driving back, we hit, when the fuck did we hit that other weed store? Okay. So on the way, was it on the way to New Belgium? It might've been on the way to New Belgium. We had hit one more weed store and that place was what I remember, recall yeah. It, right? It's a big store. There's all kinds of different options. And so, got more oil with THC,
yep.
And then gummies, you know, for like emergency type stuff,
yeah.
Or emergency parties that yeah. Just happen to fucking yeah. Emergency raves to throw up.
Emergency, I need to get
now. That. I can't stress this enough. As someone with epilepsy, this is totally above board. Yeah. Right?
No, absolutely.
So,
epilepsy guy's got a party too, man.
Listen, this is what a great excuse.
Yeah,
I got it made.
Yeah.
All I got to do is shake on the ground a little bit. So we drive back. So he and I all have a bunch of stuff. And we go stop at a CVS and he buys like a Hershey's bar so he can slip in the chocolate of the Hershey's bar.
Yeah.
And then I bought like these gummy things and I had Twizzlers.
Yeah.
So I like took the gummies out and put them in the Twizzlers. And so now at this point we're getting anxious, right? Yeah. We're like, all right, we're flying back. We have carry-ons. That's it. So we're not packing anything away. You know, what's going to happen? Chances are nothing's going to happen. We're not going to get flagged or anything. So we stop in the cell lot of the airport and fix yeah. All of our shit. And like, all right, we're ready to go. Pack it all in. And we get in line for security. And again, like you just start getting more and more anxious, right?
And they can tell right away when they see you how nervous you are.
So so right in front of me, there's two Mexican guys. And I was like, all right, do I roll the dice and go in the same line as these guys, thinking that they're going to get pulled over, and then they're not going to pull three guys over. I don't look like I'm with them. Or do I just think that they're packing like 17 kilos in some sort of like man purse, and yeah. Everyone's attention will be diverted, and I'll just like run through the line real quick?
Yeah, you know, because, you know, one of the hotbeds of trafficking marijuana is through Colorado.
Exactly. Now
You just like
now you're thinking.
So I'm being super racist right now. I'm thinking there's Mexican guys. Let me go there.
Well, TVC had this whole thing on like you don't understand like the migration patterns. This place has a lot of Hispanic guys, and he was like going through this. I don't know. He probably saw it on MakeAmericaGreatAgain.org or something. I don't know where the fuck he gets his information from, yeah. But we're standing in line and. This was a fucking great icebreaker. This kid is so funny. We're standing in line, and he's like, hey, you know what I like to do at the airport? I like to look around and guess where people are going. Yeah. So he looks at one family, and he's like, obviously they're going bowling somewhere because they're, you know, white, fucking buttoned up or something. I was like, all right. And then he goes, look at this guy. And it was like this Filipino guy with this straw hat on. And he goes, boys weekend in Manila.
Myself. So funny.
So we decide, all right, we're going to split up. You go in this security line and I'm going to go in this security line. So I take my stuff out. I had my oils in a Ziploc bag with the rest of my like shaving cream and everything. And I had taken the shaving cream because I thought this was a great idea. I mushed it up in my hand and spread it all outside of the Ziploc bag so you couldn't see into it. Yes. But you could see into it. Of course you could. I just made all my shit just a fucking hot mess. So, and then we also took the TISD stickers.
Yeah.
They have this little white sticker around it. And everything you buy has this thing that says THC. It's in red. So he and I in the parking lot, we're like ripping the sticker up and placing it over the, just the red THC thing. So the bag goes through. And the bag goes through fine. But my fucking medicine bag gets flagged.
Yeah.
And they pull out a line. And I'm like, fuck. But so at this point, I'm not nervous. I'm like psyching myself up. I'm like, I'm a fucking political prisoner. This is bullshit. I have a fucking serious condition and they're going to pull this shit on me. Like, I'm, you know, I'm going to just start yelling Attica, this fucking bitch. So the guy pulls it aside and it took forever for them to call me over. So I'm fucking sweating bullets. But I'm increasingly getting more and more like, seriously, if they fucking do something to me, this is ridiculous. I don't see anybody else getting pulled over. What kind of fucking airport is this? No one else is holding. So the guy, he picks up the bag and he goes, "Do you have anything sharp in here?" I said, "Yeah, my razor, you know." So he's like, "All right." So he's taking his time. He starts pulling stuff out and he's literally pulling out like the stuff, yeah. He's pulling it, moving it apart. And he reaches in and he pulls out a fucking butter knife. I had a fucking, I don't know why I had a butter knife in there.
Because you're a fucking asshole, that's why.
It's a fucking butter knife.
Did he go, is this how you laugh at your face, you fucking moron?
So he holds it up and he's like, "You get two choices. You can either go back and put it in your thing or I can just throw it away." I was like, "Chuck it."
Yeah.
So literally when he pulls it out.
You say, "That's a family heirloom, sir."
You prick.
How dare you. This is how the Kelly shaved.
Do you remember that ad when we were younger where like the Native American guy finds trash in the ground, yeah, he starts crying? Yeah, that's what I did over the knife. Yeah. I was like, "All right, I guess we'll throw it away." So he pulls it out and immediately I yell like, "Oh shit, I forgot that was in there."
You're an idiot.
Fucking dummy.
It reminds me when we flew to Disney. My daughter had packed her like little bag,
yeah,
and they flagged her bag and they pull it out. And they're like, "There's a knife in here." We're like, "There's no knife in there. This is my daughter's bag." And they pull out a wooden, like, knife. But it looked like a fucking, like a teepee. The thing was, like, not a real knife. But
yeah.
Yeah. They'll find a knife.
Did they throw it away? They're like, "This is a knife?"
No. They looked at it and they're like, "Oh." It was like a Melissa and Doug wooden one.
Melissa and Doug. That's like American Psycho.
So you made it to...
Yeah. Made it all the way to Austin. Yeah.
And then just walked right through the airport, no problems.
No, we didn't get, yeah. They don't give a shit, you know? I mean, they're probably looking for like flour. They're not looking for.
For flour, huh?
I'm in the biz. I'm in the biz. By the way, go visit some of these bud tenders.
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Holy shit. These guys, these self-righteous motherfuckers. They have found,
they found their niche. Huh?
Clearly, these guys have nothing going for them except for this. Like, they like to get high.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I would go in there and be like, "Hey, you know, look, I'm, you know, epileptic. So I'm looking for something, you know, that'll mellow you out." And he's like, "Oh, have I got something for you? I got a bunch of buddies." And then all of a sudden, every one of them looks around and goes, "Listen, I must tell you, I'm not a medical professional." Okay. It's like, "Oh, no.
Really? Why are you wearing that lab coat?"
Exactly. Your eyes are bleeding.
Yeah.
And you've got Xbox Forever hat on.
Yeah. Yeah. The dreadlocks gave it away, sir. Exactly. You're a white man with dreadlocks. I knew.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. You had a good time, though, except for the bleeding out your asshole?
Yeah. That put a damper on it.
Yeah.
Oh. Forgot to mention, so when we stopped at CVS, I also got like a pack of baby Desitin.
Yeah.
And I slathered it into my butt. Slathered it in there.
Oh, it was that bad, huh?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But it took TBC like probably like a day and a half to convince me. He's like, "You got to go get some Desitin. Just take a handful of it. Just shove it in your butt."
Yeah. Works, huh?
It did work.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next morning... The morning of the second day we were there, I could not get anywhere near my butthole.
Yeah.
And God, do I try.
You know, you let everybody who's available go towards your butthole.
What a waste.
Yeah.
What an absolute waste. My dating life was terrible there.
Yeah. So I'm glad you had a good time. We missed you.
Yeah. Did you?
Yep. So the wife and I, this weekend, she surprised me with, it was called Don't Tell Comedy. Oh.
Don't Tell Comedy.
Don't Tell Comedy. So what this is, it's a comedy show. They start in L.A. They do it all over the country, but it was in Austin this week, and it's South By.
Was that South By?
Not for South By, because they do it other dates in Austin. It's just,
yeah.
We just happened to say, hey, it's South By. Maybe they'll be a good comic there.
Yeah. They'll have like
Nelson Mandela. Yeah.
No, Nelson. What's his name? Nelson Riley. Guy with the glasses.
The Neil Hamburg. Do you know who that is?
Neil Hamburg.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. You have to look him up. No one look him up, please.
Yeah.
So this No Tell Comedy, we're like, where is this? Are you all right? Hold on one second.
One of my nuts is pinched. Oh, God. That's terrible feeling.
Put your pants back on. What is that?
Stop pinching my
nuts. That looks weird.
Oh.
His nuts look weird.
Yeah. Says the guy with a softball in his drawers.
Yeah. No, it's a hard one. It's a hard ball.
It's a hard ball.
So.
No Tell Comedy. Go.
No Tell Comedy. So it's Friday night. It's Saturday night.
Wait.
The wife is.
Roll the line up. How does it work again? Okay, sorry, I mean to cut you off, but how does it work again?
So basically, you buy the tickets, and they don't let you know where it is until the morning of, like noon, they tell you where it is, and it's at like 7 o'clock. It starts.
So it could be at a bar,
restaurant. This is at some lesbian lady's house.
Nice.
In East Austin.
Yeah.
The planes are flying overhead because it's right off of Airport Boulevard.
Yeah.
And it is the most ghetto part of town you can go to.
Really?
And you walk up and there's no lights in the street.
Yeah.
They only have a light in their driveway, which is a blue light in their driveway.
Oh, you know what that means.
Well, yeah.
Scissor Fest.
So we get there and they have like a nice lot in the back. It's probably, you know, they probably got a half an acre.
They got a big backyard. Really?
Big backyard, yeah. Maybe.
Where's this? Off Airport?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's shit. Weird. It's like a small house with a pretty big backyard.
For those who aren't in the know, Austin is split down by 35, basically. Yep. I-35 goes north and south. Anything traditionally that happened on the east side, no bueno.
Yeah. So.
And that's what they say.
We were in No Buenoville.
But it's up and coming because all the hipsters like to move into those neighborhoods and just get robbed blind.
They were the biggest hipsters you ever met.
Yeah.
So it's in their house. If you have to use the bathroom, it's in their house to use their bathroom.
Really? And it's just BYOB. Mustache oil everywhere?
It's like, patchouli oil and fedoras everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, where are these fedoras?
Faded dreams.
I opened
dreams.
The fedora closet. It was like an avalanche of fedoras. So anyways, you know, we get there, we're like, we're going to get murdered, but let's give it a go. The wife was not feeling well.
Yeah.
She was sick, but she was a trooper and she came.
Yeah.
And
what did she have?
Here's the thing. She has bloody asshole too.
Huh. I wonder how she got that.
Yeah. That's from you tonguing out her butthole.
Nice.
Thanks a lot.
It's the lap of luxury.
So we show up, we sit down, yep. And here's the thing. The MC was terrible.
Yeah.
He was like a really amateur comic. And then they start bringing up the people, the comics there. And I'm like, every time I've done my open mics,
yeah.
It's the same people who are at the open mics.
Really?
Yeah. And they're actually doing like 10, 15 minute sets now.
Yeah.
There. And I'm like, I could be doing this. You've got a
tight.
I'm not doing that. I'm like,
you got a tight five.
Yeah,
you could roll with a tight five.
I could, yeah, and I think I could beef it up too.
Well, how were they?
Beefy. So I don't know if you remember the one was a girl who she was a single mom and she had a kid at like 19, and that was like her whole bit was about, you know, having a kid.
Hispanic
stuff. No, white chick.
I'm just labeling.
I know you, fuck, dude.
Boy, yeah. I'm
yeah.
You're setting them up. I'm knocking them down right
yeah,
now.
You are, yeah. So. And then there was another guy. He's like a really tall, skinny, lanky guy. I've seen them both every time I've done my open mics. So I'm like, man, I should be doing this. Yeah, I can do this. So the wife was like, you can do this. You should be doing this.
Yeah.
So that's a side note. I'm gonna start digging more into it. But then Mark Norman was the headliner. He was in...
Mark Norman?
Yeah. You don't even know who that is.
Was he the host of that show where you got slimed?
No. That's Mark Summers.
Ah, shit.
You can't do that on television. Double Dare? Is that what it was?
Double Dare.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Double Dare.
What was You Can't Do That on Television?
That was a sketch show. That was like the kid's sketch show, yeah.
So anyways, Mark Norman was the headliner, mm-hmm. and he was really good. Oh, he had a few good guys. Another guy from L.A., I think he was opening for Mark Norman.
Is he? And Mark Norman's a national guy?
Yeah, yeah.
How come I don't know
him? I don't know. He's on like every podcast.
Because he ain't that fucking big. I know everybody. He hasn't been on this podcast.
That's true. Neither has anybody else.
Mark Norman, the door's open to my wife's bedroom.
Yeah.
Because I sleep on the couch.
Yeah, because there's always a guy in the bed.
It's exactly.
Too crowded in there. So, no, we had a good time. There was a few, you know, a few of them were really good.
Yeah.
And
how was Norman?
Kind of lit the fire. Mark Norman was really funny.
Stormin' Norman?
Yeah.
How long did he go on? 45?
No, he did. He probably did 20.
Really?
25, yeah.
Weak.
Yeah. He's like, you know, I'm here to fucking headline. I'm not here to...
Then again,
you clowns.
You're sharing like a Barca lounger with like four other people, right?
Literally, there's like little lawn chair set up and then dirty hippie blankets on the ground in front of the stage. Yeah. There was the no-tell comedy sign. Just, the wind was knocking it over every 10 minutes.
Really?
There was a guy who had to stand there behind it to hold it up. But it was a pretty cool experience. But at the same time, it's fucking, you know. Janet from accounting was setting this whole thing up.
So it was booze? It was free booze?
It was bring your own.
BYO.
Yeah.
B.
There was a dog just walking around.
See, I was going to say that. Yeah. I bet those fucking hippie rugs were just dog hair and piss.
So many dogs.
Smell like piss.
Yeah. They're like, don't let this one dog out, but this dog's fine.
Yeah. All right. Let them all out. Fuck them. You, dude. And,
there was one comic, though, who wasn't that good, but he kept on saying titties. And for some reason, it made me laugh because he was talking about he was on Instagram and saw a picture of some really nice titties.
Yeah.
And I was looking at them titties, and then I noticed it's my cousin. My cousin has these really nice titties, and I really like titties. And it's just, I was dying, crying, laughing. And I kept on going, titties. And my wife's looking at me like, I'm an idiot. But I don't know, a black guy saying titties just made me laugh so much.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, man. I've been telling you forever. You got to get back up there.
I know. So hey, just so you know, mm-hmm. our catch up of the week took 30 minutes.
Yeah, did it.
So yeah.
It's a long week. We got a long way to go.
Damn.
Speaking of, why don't we just jump right into some jokies?
Let's do it.
Some jokey jokes. It's been a while since we didn't do jokes last time, right?
Nope.
Because you were fucking too much of a. to write any. Oh, actually, were you sick? Mm-hmm. Is that what happened? Boy, you should fucking use some Lysol in that place.
Oh, okay.
How about a little bleach?
You need to bleach your butthole.
You need to throw some bleach on them. Kids.
You're going to say Mexican kids
Jesse
again,
Smollett. You need to Jesse Smollett those kids.
So we had a few topics.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is going to sound so racist. First one was migrant workers. Yeah.
By the way, these were suggestions.
Yeah.
So
from my wife, actually.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, they sure were.
We had mixed matched couples. Mixed matched leather jackets. Did you have a leather jackets one?
No.
No. Okay.
I didn't have. I think I had ugly.
Yeah,
guy.
That's what I meant. Mixed matched couples.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant like red trousers with a blue blazer. Boy, that's mixed matches.
It totally is, yeah.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, so is that what you had? Those are the topics?
Yeah, yeah. What do you got? You want me to start? Want me to do a leather jackets one?
How many do you have?
I got one leather jackets, three mixed match couples.
Mixed match.
Can't say that.
Boy, you can really say that. So I have a mixed match.
Mixed matched couples.
Why don't you start with leather jacket?
And then two migrant workers.
Oh, shit. You came correct.
Leather jackets. I remember when wearing a leather jacket meant you were cool or had money. Now it means you hate having sex with anyone. Unless you're a Russian gangster, those bros fuck.
That's so dumb, dude.
I couldn't think of anything for a leather jacket. That's why I came with that.
You know,
that's why I started with that one. This is so bad.
You don't have to check the box, man.
Yeah, I do.
Man, hey, man. Oh, she also had smelly feet.
Oh, and milk. And as soon as she wrote that, I was like, oh, I'm definitely doing a milk and a migrant worker joke.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Do you want to go migrant worker or mixed match couples?
I'm doing mixed match couples. So I sat next to a guy at a strip club once who told me I should never marry a pretty girl. Do like he did. Marry the ugliest damn girl you could find and you'll be happy forever. Yeah, my grandfather can be kind of a dick sometimes.
That's funny.
It's your grandfather, too.
I know. Whenever I see a really ugly fat guy with a smoking hot chick, I always think to myself, that girl must have a huge heart and a tiny bank account, am I right? Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's terrible. This is so bad. I'm going to get... Since you're doing shitty ones, I wasn't going to say this one, but I'll do it.
No, I only have shitty ones this week.
When you see a disgusting slob with a hot girlfriend, I think we're all thinking the same thing. Damn, I wish I was a competitive eating champ. Ladies love a winner. See? It's terrible, but it's not any worse than yours.
That's true. My wife is way out of my league, and people always ask me what my wife sees in me. It's really quite simple. From the first day we met, I've threatened to kill her and her family if she ever left me. Also known as true love.
Get work on that ending.
Gotta work on that ending.
All right. Let me see if I get this one. Let me call this bitch. Where the hell did I go with that
one? I don't know.
All right. Once I dated a really gross broad just to see what it would be like. I heard ugly girls would treat you way better than pretty ones, but it turns out no matter how good looking a homeless prostitute is, they're really only in it to steal your TV.
Stupid. I find the best way to get a hot girl to give you a blowjob is to stab her with a needle and tell her you poisoned her, and your jizz is the only cure. Works every 69th time. Stupid.
69th time?
Yeah. 69.
What is wrong?
Oh man,
what's wrong with this week?
I've been so busy at work.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
When you see a disgusting slob, oh, I have a couple of those starting the same way. When you see a disgusting slob with a hot girlfriend, just skip to the next lesbian. What? Just skip to the next lesbian scissoring video on Pornhub. Unless it's your jam. So
yeah, I know what you mean. You're watching porn and then you're like, oh, this is...
And there's a gross girl with another hot girl.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like a...
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
I fucked it up. I should have just committed.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't commit.
Yeah, you should kill yourself tonight. I'm done with that mixed match couple thing.
All right.
I got migrant worker.
Go for it.
People are always saying Americans won't do the jobs of illegal aliens. But I say, fuck that. I'll pick my own fruits, thank you very much. For starters, Neil Patrick Harris and Elton John, two of the greatest fruits I know.
What do you get? Yeah, no, it's got to be something like, I pick Neil Patrick Harris and Elton John. They're my top five fruits.
Listen, don't critique my stuff.
No, I'm giving you, I'm like a Dave Attell over here. I'm just giving you a couple of notes. I got one more.
I don't like to travel because my father used to beat me with a globe.
That's a good one. All right, ready? I got one that's a wild card. Why don't you go if you have another migrant worker?
Migrant workers are hands down the hardest working people out there. Although it doesn't take that much effort to pork your mom. That's right. Because she won't bang anyone because she's a whore.
Dude, what?
Try again. I don't know what made me laugh. Migrant workers are hands down the hardest working people out there. Although it doesn't take that much effort to pork your mom.
Is that a joke?
It's a joke about you.
It doesn't though.
Yeah. That's what, because your mom just runs through migrant workers. Because she's a big whore.
All right, ready?
Yeah,
I'm about to ruin this. If you're bound, gagged, and being whipped by a sexy dominatrix, is that a form of punching down? Or do I need to make sure my clients are like wicked Asian?
I don't even understand it. Punch, because they're short?
Punching down.
You should have went with a midget.
No, you know
what
punching down?
No.
It's like when you're punching down.
Yeah, like you're making fun of someone beneath you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I need to make sure my clients are like wicked Asian?
I don't understand.
I think you do. You're just hanging me out to dry.
I wouldn't do that like you did to me on 4 out of 5.
I laughed at you laughing at your own jokes.
I don't know. Oh, man, I couldn't keep it in for some reason.
All right.
Do you know what's cool? Leather jackets.
Leather jackets.
What a stupid thing.
That's a stupid premise. Wait till next week when we have milk.
Hey. Titty milk. Titties.
All right. We had some teachers in the news this week. Why don't we just jump to that?
Oh, yeah. Let's jump to something.
We had an update. On a girlfriend of the week. And if your internet would let me do it, I'd pull the fucking thing up. But my it's not internet. Working.
Yeah. Just so everyone knows, we're at Studio North.
TISD North. So anyway, I'm just going to go off of memory. There was a Kentucky school teacher who was arrested for having sex with her 15-year-old son. 15-year-old, not son. Boy, that would have been awesome. Boy, what have you been watching on Pornhub lately, Will? Stepmom videos. your father's just not around.
Yeah, it's literally fucking, it's the reverse of... abducted in plain sight. Your dad's such an asshole.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why don't we do some kid stuff?
Oh, it's like, just kid stuff. Yeah. Right.
Like, you let me suck your dick and put it in my
there's,
butt.
There's one where this kid's going off to the Marines and his stepmom takes care of him.
Yeah.
And then there's a follow up where he comes back on leave.
Oh.
Fucking dad's not around.
Where is that guy?
And he learned how to have sex.
While?
No. By the stepmom. Come on, man. Yeah. And he went overseas, and then he came back, and then he's learned a trick or two.
Ooh.
But it's all POV, so it's just, straight up
the
chubby white girl.
Yeah.
Straight up. Now tell me, do you really want to know? Me forever. So, Kentucky teacher accused of having sex with her. So, update on this one. You probably don't remember it, because it could be just like any other, you know, pretty slutty looking.
No, this one's not pretty, though. This one looks like a... she was trapped in a Mormon sex cult.
She looks like she got punched in the nose. Right? Doesn't her nose? No, not that one. Oh, shoot. I got the wrong one then.
I'm the asshole, huh?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go with the Kentucky teacher accused. Yeah, this one really is repressed. And she looks... How old is she?
Good 40.
Grief. Yeah, she looks all of 40.
40.
All of 40.
40-year-old.
40-year-old librarian. She had sex with a 15-year-old. See... This kid has got to be really, really embarrassed for himself. Like, if you read all the stories and this is what he ended up with.
Yeah, I guess, like, when you see the other one, the other update we have.
Or any update.
Yeah.
Like, in the past 5 years. Man, this has got to be a really rural town. He's like, hey, I'm gonna hop on this, too. A Kentucky teacher has been arrested and accused of providing 15-year-old boy with alcohol before having sex with him. Amy Hamilton, 40. Allegedly turned herself into, I had to add that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get sued. The TISD empire.
Yeah. You know. She didn't allegedly molest him.
We're not exactly an LLC yet. The Harrison County prosecutor charged her with a felony sexual misconduct of a minor. Let's see. The prosecutor's office said that she did not immediately have a sexual relationship with the student, but kept in contact via text message when she took a new job. Police alleged that Hamilton provided the child without 9 beers while she drank several bottles of wine. Holy cow. Jeez,
9 beers as a 15-year-old, you're getting shit-faced.
Nine beers over 3 days for me, and I'm wasted every day.
Oh, it was over 3 days?
Mm. Oh. Mm-mm. No, that was one night. I'm talking about for me.
Oh, okay.
If I had 9 beers over 3 days, I would not be feeling so good. She faces up to 12 years in prison and about 57 high-fives from me. Good for you.
So I a 15-year-old, I can see him banging an older woman. When I was 16,
yeah.
All right, my boss, I don't know if I told the story on the podcast before, but I worked at Starbucks.
Nobody listens anyway, so fired up.
Yeah, so when I was in high school, I worked at Starbucks. My boss at Starbucks, she was probably in her 30s.
Yeah.
Could have been close to 40.
Yeah.
And she was pretty, but she wasn't anything, you know.
Give me a reference. Give me an actress.
I mean, she had reddish hair.
Amy Adams.
Yeah, I'd say she was like Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
A one-legged Amy Adams.
No, she had both legs. You know.
If Amy Adams had an Oreo cookie fetish.
Yeah, perfect. Right. Yeah. So one day we had to go like pick up supplies from another store and stuff. And she's like, hey, I need you to come with me. Just help me load up the car, blah, blah, blah.
I need you to help me with the cream.
And it was probably December sometime.
Sure.
And
how old are you?
I am 16.
You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're driving, we go to the place and she's like, hey, let's just go. I'll buy you dinner for helping me out. Fine.
Now you're a huge loser who's been with his wife for how long?
I think I got with her when I was 17.
Okay. So this is pre.
Yeah.
It's pre. She's only 17.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we go to dinner and everything and we talk, we have a great time. She gives me 9 beers and she has 7 bottles of wine.
And she's from Kentucky.
Yeah.
We drove to the Kentucky Starbucks.
So, anyways, we have dinner and stuff. We drive home and we're parked in front of my parents' house 'cause she's dropping me off.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, hey, I know it's your birthday coming up. You know, what are you hoping for your birthday? And I was like, oh, I don't know, nothing. And she reaches over and she touches my leg and she rubs my leg and she goes, you're not looking for a girlfriend? And I was like, nah, not really.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Did you not realize or did you just freeze?
No idea. I mean, me now going back to my 16-year-old
self,
totally different fucking story. But
what a zero.
I was such a fucking dumb idiot. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Nah.
Nah, nothing I can think of.
Maybe a GoBot?
I was hoping for a clattering. Maybe a Figaro chain and a clattering. I don't know.
I was hoping for a Rich Gedman t-shirt.
I don't know what that means.
Big socks catcher. He's my favorite back in the day.
Nothing for me.
Rich Gedman.
Yeah. Just didn't even get it.
When you think back on her.
When I think back on that.
And you start the tug machine.
She wanted to fuck me so bad.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what you should do? Let's post a picture of you at 16 and then Amy Adams right next to it.
Yeah.
And just be like, can you believe this almost happened?
We should do me at 16.
Do you remember your haircut back then?
Yeah, the mushroom cut?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, I look just like Matt Damon from Good Will Hunting. Just like him.
Matt Damon on Swole.
Yeah. So, man.
You did look like. That is a Matt Damon look.
Yeah, I look just like
Matt Damon. Actually, was that when you were 16? Is that when that came out?
Pretty much, yeah. That was
you
the style.
Zero. You modeled yourself after Matt Damon.
Who wouldn't? He was a fucking Boston hero.
Oh, man.
And I was.
And your stepdad used to beat you with wrenches.
Not with wrenches, just, you know, verbally.
Pretty close.
Kind of a couple times sexually, but.
I chose the wrench. Why? Because fuck him, that's why.
So great.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Not as good as getting banged by your 40-year-old teacher, though. I cannot believe you.
I know.
Puss.
I know. My sister used to work there, and I told her not too long ago, and she's like, no way. Like, she's like, I can actually. I think she really wanted to do you. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Really?
And then one time, I was probably 17 or 18, like one of my sister's old friends, you know, who like I grew up with that I hadn't seen in forever, my older sister.
What's her name?
Stacy something.
Stacy's mom.
And yeah, no, it was Stacy though.
Oh, Stacy.
But I remember she worked with my mom at the same company and I went to pick up my mother one day.
Yeah.
And we're there and I hadn't seen her in years. And she looked at me and she's like, wow. And then she walked away and she was with another girl and my mom, she's walking, she's like, I would fuck him. And I was like,
yeah. To your mom?
Yeah. My mother, like, she didn't realize my mother was behind her. My mother slapped her when she said it.
Yeah.
And, but I was like,
she's like, that's mine.
And I was like, yeah.
That's my piece of ass.
Yeah. That was awesome. But now look at me. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing when my throat does that.
Your butthole up to the...
I would bang you.
Oh, nice.
And so the best part about this thing is at the very end where they say, Hamilton is scheduled to appear in court on February 19th at 9 a.m. local time. Yeah, it's like Jesus
please,
Christ.
Please
yeah.
someone come assassinate her.
Exactly.
Yeah. President Lincoln will be at Ford Theater and sitting in fucking seat 17A.
Yeah, look for a tall man with an even taller hat.
Yeah, look for a stupid lanky guy with a stupid hat.
All right, so...
By the way, he hunts vampires.
And Bill O'Reilly writes books about him, killing Lincoln. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm on Fox News. That's what made me talk about that. Why am I on Fox News, you ask?
Why?
I'll answer that. Because second student told guard, stood guard inside school. Jesus Christ, you spit on my groin. What was that?
You said you fucked up the words and it made me laugh.
I'm reading and I fucked it up.
I told the guard.
I told the guard to watch for the teacher. I touch your private.
Hey, guard, get over here.
Hey, guard, get over here. I'm going to bang this dude. Second student stood guard inside school while Arizona teacher had sex and 13-year-old had sex. 13.
Yeah.
Look at this girl.
Dude, at 13.
I like to party.
Yeah.
So we've already talked about this one.
Yeah. Obviously at 13, like I was jerking like a madman, but I had no, like, obviously, because at 16, I had no clue that someone was hitting on me that was older. I wouldn't know what to do.
Dude, I don't think it was a 13 for me. I think it was more like 14, 15. No, it must have been. You're right. It must have been 14 when I was a freshman. With the edge of the controller.
Yeah. Just
whoa, yeah. My ooh. God, I think I'm broken.
Oh, my God. RCA, where are you?
Zenith. Reached the zenith. A former Arizona teacher who last year allegedly molested a 13-year-old student had once let another boy stay in the classroom to be a lookout while they had sex. This story, I know it. This story is unbelievable. Brittany Zamora, a now 28-year-old former sixth grade teacher, allegedly performed sex acts on a student. Now. Can you believe the luck of this bastard?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have had no game.
Oh, here we go. Ready? While staying after school to prepare for a talent show.
No shit.
The alleged victim and his friend were alone with Zamora in her classroom when the teacher and her student began kissing. Then they asked the friend to stand guard. Like a fucking 13-year-old can keep a secret. I mean, this girl, this one really has problems. I mean, yeah. Kudos for having sex with this kid and making his life awesome.
That's what the kid got for a treat after he had sex with her, a kudos bar.
Couldn't get a boo. The friend refused to stand watch a second time. What is wrong with this kid?
No, he wanted to join in.
You know what? You're probably right. It's like weird how a 27-year-old can, like, love a 13-year-old and do stuff, the friend said. It's just crazy. She's not a good person. Because she wouldn't.
Yeah.
She puff, wouldn't. Puff, give.
Just the second
oh,
time.
Oh, man. There's
the second time you said that.
There's a video of her. Hang on. Ooh, she got some thick calves. Hang on. Let me
she
see
got
if
some
I can.
Cankles on her?
Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can throw it. Oh, it says video cannot play in this browser. God damn it. This place sucks. This computer. You know what, Michael Dell? Blow me. Your shit sucks. The parents of the student are seeking $2.5 million in damages? What?
Yeah, teacher salaries are huge in wherever she's from.
By the way, they're going after the school district. The parents of the student are seeking $2.5 million in damages against Zamora, her husband, who has pledged to stay with his wife.
Ugh, what an idiot.
Would you stay with your husband if that happened?
I mean, I love my husband, so yeah, probably. My husband's a good man.
It's the worst thing I ever did. My marriage.
Broke the fidelity of my marriage.
Oh, man. That poor bastard.
Yeah, he stayed with his wife, and she not only...
No, they're not together, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because remember, she he filed for divorce finally, and then she came back.
Yeah.
And
I figured they would have done it before. I mean...
He died, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably fucking strangled himself after he saw that video.
Well, yeah, I know.
Holy shit. Because, I mean, if you see the video, Again, we're talking about abducted at first sight.
In plain sight.
What? At plain sight?
Yeah.
Abducted in plain sight. The dad, if you were the dad and had to listen to your wife be like, this guy is just attractive, charismatic, big schmens, everything my husband isn't. Yeah. Just like, Jesus, lady.
I think I've heard a couple of those things. Like, oh, man, look at that guy.
Yes. I mean, when you walk down the street, from Starbucks managers, but, you know.
No, I'm saying my wife. She's like, you can see that guy's ribs. It's amazing.
That guy doesn't need a booster seat in a plane.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Good luck for that guy. Obligatory.
Was that a short joke on top of my fat joke? That was pretty fucked up, man.
I like how that's the one that really...
Oh, the short stuff gets me.
Upsets you.
It fucking pisses me off because every guy's a monster in our family, except for me. It pisses me off.
Me
and Larry.
Mike is super short.
Talking about
it. Comparatively speaking, he's like 6 foot tall, but for the rest of us, he's short.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is bullshit.
He might be 5'11". I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to be 5'11".
Larry is like a pocket watch.
Yeah.
You can just slip him in here. Your trousers.
Yeah. I think...
I would love to.
I mean, he was born in the 70s, right?
I would love to. Yeah, I was born in the 70s too, you fucking maniac. When were you born? 82?
82.
Yeah. It's the weakest era ever.
He might have been born 69.
I wish. 69?
I don't know. How old's Larry?
How old is 69? It's 50, you fucking moron.
Yeah, dude.
Do I look like I'm 50? Please kill me if I look like I'm 50.
You don't look like it, but you're going to be. How many years? You
fucking act like... Six.
You're almost there.
I know.
Yeah.
When I said six, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to be 40 in 3 years. That's fucking crazy.
No, it's
how
not.
How young I am.
You know, watch out for epilepsy because it hits you when you're fucking 40.
I guess so.
All of a sudden, you're like,
I'm like, hey, I have epilepsy all of a sudden.
Hey, I have nothing to look forward to in my life. My life is terrible. And then you just get epilepsy.
Yeah. Like, my life sucks. Let's throw epilepsy on top of it.
No flashing lights, please.
It's crazy. I was in...
Nam?
I was in Nam. Oh. The choppers, the Charlie were getting coming after me.
Yeah.
No, I was doing laser tag. Can you ever do laser tag? The flashing lights don't bother you, right? Could it happen or what?
They don't immediately bother me, but it's a little bit sensory overload.
Man, that's weird.
Yeah. More pisses me off than anything else. It's like,
like, officer, stop shining that in my eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop kissing me from behind.
Kiss me like a man to face.
If we're going to do this, nibble on my ear in your own time.
Yeah.
Not on the city dime.
Yeah. Put that nightstick to good use.
Hey, my taxes go for this. Put that nightstick to good use. Yeah.
So great.
Trouser monkey.
I don't know what that means.
That means a big old active schmen's oboe in the butt.
Is that what that means?
Yep.
What else we got in the news, brother?
Well,
do you know what we got? Speaking of schmenzers in the butt, big old schmenzers.
Yep.
That billionaire diamond heir.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, I can't.
My favorite of all time. So this guy, billionaire diamond trader, reportedly dies. Sorry, it was taking that long. I had to memorize that part and then it wouldn't come up. Reportedly dies during penis enlargement procedure. So many things wrong with this story. First of all,
conspiracy theory on me on this one?
Big time. The fact that diamonds are considered like rare.
Yeah.
Diamonds are not rare. They're just majorly controlled.
Yeah. Diamonds aren't rare. I know that.
That's why I buy only blood diamonds.
Yeah.
Because they're way cheaper.
Yeah. And they're red. So
they're
that's
way
cool.
more. Well, you get a, spit shine. Yeah, they're fine. Exactly. Big deal. I like how blood diamonds are bad. You know what I mean? Like,
if
you didn't make diamonds rare, I wouldn't have to spend, $1,700 on a diamond ring for my wife for her wedding. How much did you spend?
It was like $35,000 or something. No, I don't even, it was like $5,000, $7,000, something like that.
Fucking money bags.
Have you seen my wife?
How many? Yeah, I mean, you're right. You should spend that.
I had to lock that shit down.
put that on lock.
Yeah.
You know who says that? Lou Diamond Phillips.
Another diamond.
This diamond.
Diamond Dallas Page.
A billionaire diamond trader went. I can't even read. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
A billionaire diamond trader went to an upscale medical clinic in Paris for a penis enlargement and wound up dead. The victim of a heart attack, which reportedly struck while he was under the knife. I'm gonna give this one a good old fashioned go for it. Ehud IR Laniado, 65.
Yeah.
Ultimately Why died from complications 65, during surgery.
Would you fucking care?
And you're a billionaire.
Yeah.
Does anybody care that your schmens is 0.7 inches long? Nobody.
I wonder how big it was. I wish they gave that information.
Let's get to it. Maybe they do. The Belgian Israeli dual national was said to have suffered a deadly heart attack just moments after getting an unknown substance injected into his penis. Maybe it was more semen.
Maybe it was diamonds. He wanted to get rock hard. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yeah. Even after death, they're just shitting on this guy. Citing Belgian media reports, The Sun on Wednesday claimed Leonardo was a victim of the so-called Napoleon complex, meaning he was obsessed with his small size.
Did they talk about penis or height? Or penis height.
I think Napoleon complex is about height, isn't it? Like you're just a small dude. The diamond trader always focused on his appearance. And now others perceived him, according to a friend. He reportedly checked his bank account multiple times a day to make himself feel better. Multiple times a day.
Man.
It turned out that he did have some talents. It just wasn't in the sack.
Poor guy.
That's not what his friend said.
Sorry.
But he was valued at over $5 billion.
$5 billion?
Farewell to a visionary businessman.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you're worth $5 billion, why check your bank account? Is it going to go up to 5.1 or down to 4.9?
No, it made him feel better.
That. Yeah. But if it went down to 4.9, would it be bullshit?
No. He wanted to see the number 5 next to something that was attached to him. Inches? Well, bam! That's inches? A good one.
Inches?
Yes. No, just a 5. Come on. You know what? You're a donkey.
I don't understand.
Pause for effect because everybody has laughed at that.
I don't understand.
I'm laughing at you. He wanted to see the number 5 next to something attached to him, like 5-inch penis.
That's what I just asked you. 5-inch. You said no.
Fuck you, Dennis. I'm going to go look at pictures of Jessica Simpson pregnant.
I want to look at pictures of Billy Lee pregnant.
Me too. How's that work, by the way? Would you have to have a baby like put into you? You think that's going to be one of those things?
You can't do that. No, you can't implant a baby into a male.
Not in 2019, but I bet in 2039, you can totally put a baby in your belly.
No.
Fucking, dude, I'm telling you, I bet that's going to happen. You can totally get a re-engineered vagina. No, we have a C-section, obviously, dickhead.
I understand, but how, I was not saying how, I was saying how much of a fucking dork would you have to be to say, don't worry, honey, I'm going to carry the baby for you and you get yourself a baby put inside you? Or are you going you would do it because you're a trans person?
If you're a trans person and you want, or if you're just a real
stand up guy,
a real stand up guy,
gentleman,
whose wife pegs the bejeez out of you.
Yeah.
You're definitely
Yeah. The strap on collection is just massive.
You're putting Roddy Jr. right into your,
into your danger field.
Wrap
put that Rodney into your danger field.
That is a danger field. Oh, boy. I tell you what. I don't know how the fuck this went. It's been a very revealing episode.
Yeah.
Especially with me with the chocolate starfish story. We started it off strong.
Yeah.
We ended with, you know.
Just garbage.
Just garbage. But that's how we do it on This Is So Dumb.
Do you know why?
Because this is so dumb. Oh, we almost said it together.
Almost.
Jinx, let's kiss.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.